welcome to today's show. I have a very special dish to share with you, raw pizza, with raw pizza base, raw cheese, and raw topping. Right then, we're going to start with raw pizza base. We will need a half of cup of ground flax seeds, 1 cup of almond flour, 1 medium zucchini chopped, and 1/2 onion also chopped. Salt, which I've got Himalayan salt here, and some almond butter, also raw. To prepare almond flour, you will need almonds soaked overnight, and then once it's ready, once it's soaked, you blend it with a bit of water, place it in the like muslin cloth and squeeze the milk out, so then you can use your milk for your cereals or your tea or on its own and your shakes. And the leftovers you spread on dehydrated sheet, and it needs about 12 to 16 hours of drying time. When it's totally dry, you put in the blender and blend it into the very fine flour. And here we are, here we got it pre-prepared. Okay, so we'll place some zucchini in the blender, give it a little bit of water so you can blend it. Some chopped onions, and let's blend it a little bit. So okay, now I'll add 6 tablespoons of almond butter, 4 to 6, I would say. Okay, I'll place this in a bigger dish because we'll need to, we're gonna increase in the volume and blend a bit the remains of zucchini and the remains of onion. So add about 1 small teaspoon of salt, a bit more water, and got here about a few more tablespoons of almond butter left. So blend it also. So place the other part of the sauce in a bigger dish. So first I will put the ground flax seeds and mix it a little bit, just give it a bit of consistency, and slowly mixing almond flour. It's gonna have exactly the same consistency as normal wheat dough. The ground flax seeds will give it the necessary binding factor. It's nice and colorful, this dough. And the main thing is so full of vitamins, enzymes, and minerals. It's really good and available to your body. So now we're gonna mold the dough into the pizza base, just to shape nice pizza base. Okay. So we got dehydrated tray here, and we will need some cling film to help to mold this dough into the shape of pizza base. Okay, I'm gonna water my hands a little bit to prevent the dough from sticking, and take a little bit. So you roll the dough in your hands and place it on dehydrated sheet, place it with cling film, and just press it down a little bit. I've got this plastic container to help me to shape it up. And you just push the edge onto the this plastic container to give the edges of the pizza. So you keep pushing the dough into the walls of this container. So now, when I remove it, here we are, just when you pull the cling film, here's your shape. Okay, and let's do another one. Again, a bit of water on the hands. Small amount of dough. Roll around and just place it here. Some cling film and just press it down. Just flatten it down. So here we are. We've got two pizza bases, and with the rest of the mixture you could make about 10 more pizza bases. And we'll place these two pizza bases into the dehydrator. And we'll leave these pizza bases in the dehydrator for 12 to 16 hours. And during this time, we will also turn the pizza bases over to make sure it's dried properly. Right then, I'm going to pick up some fresh herbs in the garden and see you in a few minutes. And welcome back to our show today, where we're making raw pizza. Right then, next is raw cheese, which looks like this. And to prepare raw cheese, we'll need cashews, which have been soaked overnight, and some fermented wheat water. And to make this fermented water, you soak sprouted wheat grains for about 24 hours in a warm place, and then drain it. And then you will mix this fermented water with cashews in a blender, and the only thing you need to add a little bit of sea salt. And then we're going to place this mixture into the cloth, like this, for example, and put it on your like colander or sieve and place it in the bowl. So you just basically soak all the water out, and you just close it and leave it in a warm place for about 24 hours. Once it's finished, you're gonna have raw cheese, which tastes like ricotta cheese. I like to flavor it with some finely chopped spinach and some rosemary. So we're gonna chop a little bit of, just a little handful of spinach. And some rosemary, fresh rosemary. Just a little handful of rosemary, and also chopped. Okay, so we'll mix those chopped herbs into our cheese, which will make it very flavorful. You can actually add a bit of freshly ground pepper. And you can add just a tiny bit of salt. And I'm going to mix it with a fork. OK. Okay, here we are. Here our cheese. And next, I'm going to make a basil sauce, which I will need some basil, about half cup of basil, chopped basil. Okay, and we place the chopped basil into the basil. We will add some olive oil. Some ground lemon rind and a teaspoon of ground garlic and some sea salt, about half of a teaspoon. Add a little bit of oil, some extra olive oil. Now you grind it for a few minutes, so the basil really soaked in the other ingredients. And here, our basil sauce. And now I'll prepare the table to put our pizza together. Okay, for the pizza topping, I'm gonna use red pepper, some tomatoes, and some sun-dried tomatoes. I'm gonna cut it thinly into rings, like this, and half. Yeah, we got a mixture of tomatoes here, some plum tomatoes, some cherry. Just gonna half them. Now I'll get pizza base out of the dehydrator, which looks like this when it's ready. It's dry like a sort of biscuit. Okay, and I'll place our cheese on top of these pizza bases. So I'm putting quite a bit of cheese to give it a full flavor. And place some peppers. So I'll add some sun-dried tomatoes. And place some tomatoes to add some extra color to it. And I'll place this pizza back on the dehydrator sheet. Do another one. So, plentiful of cheese. The basil sauce, I will add it at the end when the pizza base is nice and warm. Some yellow and red tomatoes and some dried tomatoes. And now I'll place this other pizza base and place it into the dehydrator to heat them up a little bit, to warm it through. It's warming it, it's not actually cooking it. And we'll leave the pizza in the dehydrator for about half an hour. And in the meantime, we're gonna make some salad. We'll take some rocket and place around the big plate and place some tomatoes around and some pepper just to make it nice and colorful, but also it's really delicious. And just a few sun-dried tomatoes. Okay, let's get our pizzas. Here we are, our warm pizza. Place it in the middle. And I'm gonna pour some basil sauce on the pizza and around on the salad. Okay, like this. And you also can add a bit of ground pepper. And here we are, our raw pizza. Okay, I'm gonna get my son James to taste the pizza. Hey, James!
Yes?
Okay, I've got something for you to try.
Wow, my favorite.
You like it, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, try.
So. This is lovely, Mom.
Yeah?
Thank you.
Okay, you're welcome. It's been a great pleasure sharing this wonderful recipe with you today. I hope you'll have lots of fun and enjoy health and happiness in your life. Bye.
Bye.
For more details, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/VEG.